Friday, March 9th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The focus shifts to new crop following the April WASDE report. The report features updates to U.S. old crop carryout estimates, adjustments to South American new crop production, and fine-tuning of China's balance sheets. Compared to pre-report trade estimates, U.S. corn ending stocks were lower than expected, and so were world corn stocks. U.S. wheat ending stocks were slightly above the average trade guess, but world wheat stocks were considerably smaller than anticipated. U.S. soybean stocks and total global soybean ending stocks were both larger than expected. The report's most notable adjustment came from the 150 million bushel reduction to the U.S. corn carryout, a product of the feed and residual component rising 50 million bushels, while ethanol usage was upped 25 million, and exports were taken higher by 75 million. Newly projected corn ending stocks of 1.352 billion bushels compared to the average trade guess of 1.379. Corn rallied initially in the news, but then faded from new highs. USDA analysts appeared to decide that they did not want to change soybean carryout from the previously stated estimate of 120 million bushels. An additional 30 million bushels of soybean export demand was nearly exactly offset by a reduction to the crush, seed use, and the catch-all residual component. Before the report, traders were expected to see soybean ending stocks drop by 1 or 2 million bushel. USDA's treatment of the global balance sheet was bearish for the beans. Brazil's soybean crop was revised higher from 134 to 136 million metric ton, now exceeds CONAB's latest estimate of 135.5. Global exports were raised slightly, but USDA cited reduced crush activity to support their 2 million metric ton revision, put pressure on the board immediately following the report. Futures attempted to come off lows. Soybean support will be centered on new crop. Traders were not buying the USDA view and instead went back to trading soybeans based on continued cash market strength and further tightening expected for supply. Revisions to the world's corn and wheat estimates were friendlier than they were for soybeans. For corn, world-ending stocks were lowered almost 4 million metric ton to 283.85 million, which represents a substantial reduction from the 321 million metric ton carryout figure from just 2 years ago. Granted, the corn balance sheet still looks falsely inflated due to the USDA's claim that China entered the current marketing year with two-thirds of the world's 303 million metric ton corn supply, and then China will own 196 out of the 288 million metric ton of corn expected to remain unused at the end of 2021. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. For wheat, world-ending stocks were lowered to 295 million metric ton and are now back below the 300 million metric ton of supply that was held at the end of 2020. USDA is taking the view that global wheat exports will be a record due to increased feed usage by China and others. Despite making an unexpected addition to the U.S. wheat carryout, USDA did not change its average farm price for wheat from $5 a bushel. The seasonal average corn price also did not change from $4.30 a bushel, which government analysts that reported prices through February indicate much of the crop was marketed at lower prices. USDA raised its forecast for soybean prices by 10 cents to $11.25. Various updates to the livestock supply and demand estimates included raised cattle production based on accelerating slaughter expectations, while pork production was lowered due to a slower slaughter pace. A better outlook for meat demand is forming with the help from both higher domestic consumption and increased export business. The cattle price projection for 2021 was up by a dollar to $1.16, and the hog price was raised by $9.50 to $65.50. Grain merchandisers will continue to manage their old crop supply needs in the face of rising prices and tighter availability. However, their decision to buy and sell will now increasingly be influenced by expectations forming for the new crop. If end users become more comfortable with planting progress in corn development for the new season, they may choose to make hand-to-mouth purchases only as needed until the next harvest. If worry begins to exist over new crop prospects because of planted acres missing expectations yields being hurt by weather or any other reason, grain buyers may attempt to secure and hoard remaining inventories as prices rise to help ration the grain to where it can be used most economically. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.